This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the channel. If you are not a member, please like and subscribe right there in the below. And we are going to talk today about the game Among Us. Among Us is a game that we stream on Fridays. I'm currently streaming on Fridays, and there's a lot of Muslims who play this game, and this has become quite a popular game. But the question keeps getting asked is that, is not Among Us impermissible to play because you have to lie in order to win? Now, this is what we're going to discuss. Number one, lying in Islam is impermissible. It is haram, even in joking. The Prophet ﷺ said it is impermissible to lie, even if one is joking. So, wouldn't it be impermissible to play the game Among Us? The game of Among Us is a premise-based game. There is an imposter, one, two, or three imposters, and the rest of the people in the lobby are crewmates. The imposter's job is to try to kill as many of the crewmates as they can, or sabotage the game, sabotage certain key components of the map in order to win. And their job is to not get caught while doing so. And the crewmate's job is to complete tasks, and if they complete all the tasks, they win. Or if they catch all of the imposters and boot them out of the map, then they win. So, it is true that most people who play this game is an imposter. In order to win, they lie. They say, it's not me. But that's not a rule of the game. Nothing when you log on to Among Us to play it, and there is no rule that says in order to win as an imposter, you must lie. I have been the imposter myself many, many times. We're on stream every Friday, and we stream for an hour, sometimes 2 hours. And I have been the imposter many times, and I have won as the imposter many times. Never once have I had to lie to do so. The goal as an imposter is to either kill everyone else or sabotage enough components of the map that do not get repaired so that you win. The way you can do that is by being deceptive, by, you know, saying things that are not lies, but that are omitting certain facts. For instance, if I was, if somebody calls an emergency meeting or somebody finds the body and they say, Brother Yusha, where were you? And I say, oh, well, I was just over here. And it's true. And when you guys called the emergency meeting, I was all the way over here. No lie about that. I'm not saying anything about being the imposter. And if somebody asks a direct question, I just remain silent. I don't say anything. Like I'm looking at chat or something like that, and I don't respond. And if I get caught, guess what? It is a game, brothers and sisters. It is just a game. If you get caught, you get caught. That's it. It is just a game at the end of the day. There's no need to get all extra and say, oh, you know, I need to lie in order not get. If you get caught, you get caught. If you win, you win. Alhamdulillah. But nowhere in the premise of Among Us does it say that you must lie in order to win as an imposter. If it was a rule of the game that you must lie, then I would not be playing this game. I would not be streaming this game. I would not be allowing other Muslims to jump on this game and play it with me. The premise of the game is not to get caught. You can do that by any means that are within the rules of permissibility. You can be deceptive. You can say something other than what you were asked. You can just be good at the game and not get caught. And if you do get caught, it is just a game, and literally 10 seconds later we'll be starting another round, and you may or may not be the imposter. So that is all I'm going to say about this game, because it keeps getting brought up every stream, every comment that I see, every video we put up about it. There's at least one comment that it is haram because it involves lying. No, it involves lying if you lie. You do not have to follow how everyone else plays the game. And we say this about other games as well, that if there are impermissible parts of this game that cannot be removed, for instance, if there is shirk, worshipping other gods, Norse gods, mythology, and other, don't play the game. There's nudity, don't play the game. If there's music in the game that cannot be turned off, we don't play the game. I only allow games to be streamed, or we talk about in our Muslim Gamers League Discord, which the link is right below in the description. We only play those games, that those things can be removed out of them. If there's no blatant shirk, if there's no nudity, if there's no music that can't be turned, if you turn the music off, that's fine, because there's always usually a setting in the audio settings and menus to turn off music, to turn off adult content scenes and all of this. So we try, that is the goal of MGL, is to try to create the most halal space that we can. It does not mean that everything is going to be perfect and we're going to make every single right decision and we're going to not miss everything that goes on. No, there are going to be things, but we want to be front and center and clear about the things that we are trying to do. Create the most halal space that we can for the Muslim youth. A lot of these youth are coming from non-practicing environments. You have to understand this. A lot of our youth that are joining MGL are coming from an environment where they're not encouraged to practice the deen. They're coming from an environment where they don't have a connection to the religion of Islam, and we're providing that connection for them, even if it is through gaming or the chatting streams or whatever it is that we're doing through the Discord server. We're reminding each other about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're reminding each other that it's time to pray, it's time to go pray. We're reminding each other to remember our adhkar. We're reminding each other about hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There are Quran groups where people are reciting Quran every single day. So we are trying our best to create an environment where youth can come to and feel open enough to talk about their problems, talk about the things that are going on in their life, and we can try to help them go closer to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they go close to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and decide that gaming and this whole thing is not for them and they want to focus on their religion alone and leave this alone, alhamdulillah, then our job has been fulfilled. But as long as there is this space to create this environment for Muslim youth, 2,000 members we hit today within 3 months on Discord, 2,000 members, shows us that we're heading in the right direction. As long as the need is there, I will seek to fulfill that need. And for those of you who don't know, we also run a second channel called Path to Peace. The link is in the description as well, as well as at the bottom of my homepage. If you go to my YouTube homepage, at the very bottom, it links Path to Peace. It's the only other channel that is officially linked to the channel beyond the content creators for MGL. We produce Islamic content over there 2 to 3 times per week. We stream Tuesdays and Thursdays. So this is not all I'm doing. This is not what I've turned over to doing. It's just, this is very popular right now. So we are riding that wave of momentum to be able to help our youth understand the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while doing something that we all enjoy as a hobby. So among us, you don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. You do not have to lie. And you don't swear about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to. It is just a game. If you win, alhamdulillah. If you lose, alhamdulillah. You get nothing from either one of them. It is a pastime and a way for us to spend time with one another, inshallah ta'ala, with brotherhood and sisterhood, away from the toxicity, away from the negativity of the modern world and social media. So, if you want to join us on Fridays, we stream Among Us at Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is 9 p.m. GMT. We'll see you on that one. And we'll see you on the next video here at the home of Muslim Gamers League. I am your dear brother Yusha Evans telling you, keep it as halal as possible and take your life one day at a time. See you on the next one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.